This is Ozarks at Large for Tuesday, July 3rd, 2012. I'm Kyle Kellums. Support for KUAF comes from Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art, hosting American Encounters, Thomas Cole and the Narrative Landscape, through August 13th. The exhibit features six paintings of distinctive style, influences, and impact on other American artists. The exhibition is part of a multi-year collaboration with Crystal Bridges, the Louvre, and others. More information available online at crystalbridges.org. Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, considering judicial elections in Arkansas, Roby Brock will talk with Arkansas Supreme Court Justice Robert Brown about efforts to keep negative campaigning out of future elections for judges. And a museum that Joyce Kilmer would love. Organizers of the Museum of the Hardwood Tree are moving ahead with their plans in the Fort Smith region. First, dry conditions across the state continue to fuel wildfires as the 4th of July holiday approaches. The Arkansas Forestry Commission says as of late yesterday, more than 60 fires have occurred and close to 1,800 acres have burned across the state. 70 of Arkansas's 75 counties have burn bans in place. Sheila Doty, a spokesperson for the Forestry Commission, says people need to pay close attention to fire dangers this holiday.
We are just asking people to use common sense when they're cooking any time in their backyard or in the house. Just use common sense. The main question, you know, is usually going to be about fireworks, and we're strongly discouraging fireworks. A lot of the burn bans say no open burning, so we're just asking people to not burn.
She says the Forestry Commission's crew and local fire departments are on standby during the drought. Governor Mike Beebe says he'll decide before next year's legislative session whether Arkansas should move forward with an expansion of Medicaid under the federal health care overhaul upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court last week. Some Republican lawmakers say they're opposed to the expansion, but Governor Beebe says the state should consider possible benefits.
People really need to think about potential 200,000 to 250,000 working Arkansans, working poor Arkansans, who can be covered by health care, who are not currently covered. And what does that do to our budget? What does that do to our state income? What does that do just in humanitarian reasons? What does that do for relieving the burden of uncompensated care that, is, as I've said, is the hidden tax that you and I and all of us that are carrying health insurance are currently paying?
The governor says he's inclined to move forward with the expansion, but has some questions he wants answered about the impact of that decision.
It'd take a pretty dang strong argument for me to say no to those people when we have the opportunity to pay for it with taxes that are coming from and money coming from the federal government that the whole United States is paying for anyway. And I don't want to send it to Massachusetts or California and ignore our own people.
The governor's comments yesterday came after he returned from a trade mission to France. The governor says the state is exploring ways to collaborate with the French government on agricultural research.
It became fairly obvious that there's a lot of potential agricultural higher-end research exchange and opportunities that they were very interested in because they had some meetings set up in that regard.
Governor Beebe says the French are also interested in a joint venture with Arkansas to increase trade with China. Officials with the Branson, Missouri airport say Southwest Airlines will be flying out of the airport sooner rather than later. Airport officials this morning say Southwest Airlines officials have amended their original agreement with AirTran Airways and signed a multi-year agreement with Southwest Airlines. The first Southwest Airlines flights out of Branson are expected in the first half of next year. The airline's fares and flights will be announced at a later date. A report released this morning by the Center for Business Research and Economic Development at the University of Arkansas Fort Smith suggests there is some improvement in the region's economy. May auto sales in the Fort Smith region were up 19% compared to 2011, bringing year-to-date activity near 2011 levels. The report also says construction permit activity for Fort Smith was higher for the month, up 45%, but year-to-date numbers are 25% lower than last year. Home sales were up modestly in May, rising 2.4% from last year. The University of Arkansas Police Department is adding seven new patrol officers to its ranks. The new officers will replace others who left the department over the past year. And with their addition, the patrol unit is again at full strength of 17 officers. They officially began their job late last month. And the University of Arkansas baseball coach Todd Butler is now associate head coach. Arkansas head coach Dave Van Horn made the announcement yesterday, saying Butler has been a valuable asset to the program for the past seven seasons as hitting coach, outfield coach, and recruiting coordinator.